Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
They're back on United Center Ice looking to refine their mojo once again. This time they'll have to do it against a Vancouver team loaded with moxie and plenty of young talent. The chips may be down for the Hawks, but an emotion-filled, energetic defeat of the Canucks could go a long way to help this hockey team. And the drop of the puck were underway, and Sutter wins the draw back to the Canuck line to Myers. Hughes banks a pass up the right side intended for Jay Beagle. It eludes him, ends up behind the Hawk net. Crawford plays it ahead up the left wing. Dylan Strome at center ice. Tedebrinkit cutting in over the Canuck line, shoots and scores! The Cat held it from forehand to backhand. Got himself in shooting position, went back to the forehand, and wrists it past Markstrom for his fifth goal of the season. It's 1-0 Hawks. And the draw taken by the Hawks. Good hustling play by Shaw to collect the loose puck. The Keith left point, put it over to Kane, right wing side, now in the circle, put it beside the net, Strome, put it in front, they score! It's Andrew Shaw! Hammers it past Markstrom. And the Hawks score 11 seconds into the Citgo Fueling Good power play and lead 2-0. Horvat to Pettersson, bottom of the right circle. Flips it through the air, they score. Not sure if Horvat got a stick on this or not, but that one deflected past Corey Crawford. And the Canucks score on the power play with 1 second left on their power play. They're on the board, trailing 2-1. Here's Kane with the puck now. To the line, deep slot, Keith. Back to Kane, top of the left circle. Fires, he scores! Oh, Kane snapped that one past Markstrom. A power play goal, and the Hawks now lead 3-1 with 5:06 left in the third period. Here's Hughes into the Hawks zone. Drops it now, right point, it goes to Pettersson. Bothered by Taze, sent down the boards, picked off by Mata, who sent it ahead for Camp. He scores! David Camp just redirected that puck down toward the Canuck net, and it rolled wide to either side. It would have been an icing call, but a fortunate bounce for David Camp, who collects his third goal on the season into an empty Canucks net, and it's 4-1 Hawks. Here's Hughes into the Hawks zone. Drops it now, right point, it goes to Pettersson. Bothered by Taze, sent down the boards, picked off by Mata, who sent it ahead for Camp. He scores! David Camp just redirected that puck down toward the Canuck net, and it rolled wide to either side. It would have been an icing call, but a fortunate bounce for David Camp, who collects his third goal on the season into an empty Canucks net, and it's 4-1 Hawks. Canucks get it back. Nevo in the near corner, got the puck to Gaudette behind the Hawk net. Sends it to the left point. Edler fires, they score. Not sure if one of the Canuck players out in front of the Hawk net was able to tip that or not, but with 1:01 left on the clock, it's now 4-2 Hawks. Canucks control and then give it up. Mata passing to Carpenter to Sod at center ice, a long shot, he scores! Another empty net goal for the Hawks. And that'll put the icing on the cake. 5-2 Hawks with 5 seconds left in the hockey game. As time winds off the clock, and the Hawks are back into the win column. They beat the Vancouver Canucks 5-2. They had to work to do it, because this Vancouver team will work you. But the Hawks outworked them tonight. The shots favored Vancouver 38-37, but the Blackhawks led where it counted, and that's on the scoreboard. 5-2 for the Hawks. Their home record now improves to 4-3-2. Their overall mark, 5-7-3.